Good morning, Boot Hill Bed and Breakfast. It's Julie.
Julie, is Jerry there?
Yeah. Who is this calling?
This here is Roy D. Mercer. I was calling him about a problem we had.
Just a moment.
Hello?
Is this Jerry?
This is Jerry.
Jerry, listen, this is Roy Mercer. I was calling you about a problem my wife and I had. We stayed there at your bed and breakfast.
Yes.
Listen, we was up there on our second honeymoon.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how to say this, but my wife and I was in there and we was having some relations up there in your bed and breakfast, and she's kind of a heavy woman. She was on the top side of us.
Yeah.
And you know, she whomped her knees real good and hard, I guess, on the slats underneath the mattress, and she's had to go to the doctor 4 times this week.
Where was this at? I mean, when did you stay here?
At your bed and breakfast. It was about a week ago, 10 days ago, something like that. We had a problem. I need to get you to take care of these doctor bills because your daggum mattress couldn't hold her big butt up there and keep her knees off the slats.
Hold on here a second.
But I need to, we got a deductible on our insurance, and I just assumed it's about $250.
Well, just hold on here. I got to talk to my wife and tell her.
Well, I'll tell you what is going to happen is I'm going to either get to $250 or there's going to be an ass whooping.
Well, if you want to do the ass whipping, come on over. I mean, I don't care. That part's up to you, but let me talk to my wife and find out what's going on.
I'm getting ready to get on somebody like B.O. on a biker down there. Jerry?
Hold on. Just hold on.
I can't hold on right now. In fact, I'm getting ready to leave to take my wife to the doctor's office right now. We got another, they may have to drain fluid off one of her knees, and I don't know how we're going to get.
What room did you stay in?
I don't know what room it was. It was a room with the thin mattress is what it was. Probably got a break in one of them slats down there. She'd weigh about 230. But I'd get ready to stomp a stock pond in somebody and then stomp it dry. Because we got doctor bills to get took care of, Jerry. You ever had an ass whooping?
Hey, the last time I had an ass whip was in Vietnam. You want to come over? Come on over. Don't even hesitate. I'll kick your ass.
Oh, is that right?
I mean, if you want to have that type of attitude, sir, just come on over and talk to me.
I'll be on.
Give me your name and number, and I'll get a hold of the lawyer and find out what's going on here.
My name is Roy D. Mercer, and I'm going to be on you like rust on a horse trough.
Man, stop talking stupid.
Well, I ain't talking stupid.
Yes,
you are.
You're talking stupid.
I ain't neither. You ever had the wife get on top of you and bust a slat and take care of her knee?
No.
Well, listen, I tell you, because you might go down to the doctor. You just might take care of that with a doctor as a knee doctor.
Please calm down for a moment so we can get this discussed like a couple adults instead of 2 children.
Well, I tell you what, you could discuss it with her knee doctor is Dr. Julie Thurston. I don't know whether that's a relation or not to you.
Okay, what you got to do is get your lawyer, have him call me, have him call us, and we'll get a hold of our lawyer.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry.
I tell you what, her knee doctor is Dr. Julie Thurston. Do you know her?
Hell no.
You don't know?
Where
you know?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Do you know Julie Thurston?
No.
You don't know Julie Thurston?
You're not married to her?
Well, I'm married to him, but I'm not married to a doctor.
would you be married to a leg puller? Does she pull your leg from time to time?
Nobody pulls my leg.
Well, I think we just did.
I think it got done.
My wife's down here laughing at me like a fool.
You got wound up, son.
See, my wife's saying sorry, dear.
And well, she should.
Yeah.
She knew all about this.
Oh, gosh.
I'm on the other phone.
Hey.
Sorry about that, hon.
Yeah.
He wasn't too rough on you, was he?
No.
Well, he got wound up, though.
He was getting ready to.
I don't like people challenging me to a fight.
Didn't sound like it. Didn't sound like you backed off from one either.
And when you said Vietnam veteran, I kind of went, uh-oh.
Yeah, there's going to be an ass whooping, but I'm going to be the one that takes it.